Tumatanggi ang pambansang pinuno ng partidong One Nation, Pauline Hanson, at ang kanyang pinakamataas na katulong, James Asby, na sinubukan nilang dayain ang mga kandidato ng One Nation sa darating na pang-estadong eleksyon. Isang sikretong recording sa pulong ng partido ang lumabas at mukhang kinonsidera nila ang mungkahi na magbenta ng mga materyal sa eleksyon sa mga kandidato sa pinalaking presyo upang magkaroon ng tubo. Narito sa ating wika ang ulat ni James Elton Pim. Iminungkahi ng isang sikretong recording na inilabas ng pahayagang The Courier Mail sa Brisbane na sinabi ng Chief of Staff ng partidong One Nation, James Asby, ang isang planong maaari nilang pagtubuan sa eleksyon sa Queensland.
I've said this once before, there is an opportunity for us to make some money on this. If we play this smart, now I know they say you can't make money out of state elections, but you can, and I'll deny I ever said this, but what stops us from getting a middleman?
Nagpatuloy siyang magpaliwanag na ang mga karatula sa eleksyon ay maaaring ipagbili sa mga kandidato ng One Nation ng mas mahigit na presyo kaysa sa tunay nitong halaga. Nagtungo ngayon ang partido sa tinawag na damage control kasunod ng lumabas na recording. Sinabi ni Ginoong Ashby na nagsisisi siya sa pinili niyang salita.
Oh, it's embarrassing. There's no doubt about that. Poor choice of words on my behalf, no doubt about that. But let's not forget, these were secretly recorded conversations in what we thought was an environment where we could safely put any idea on the table and it wouldn't go any further. We've never implemented this idea that was put forward, and it's regretful that obviously poor choice of words on my behalf had to be aired in such a public manner.
Nasa kwarto din ang pinuno ng One Nation, Pauline Hanson, at sinabi niya na hindi balak ng partidong gawin ang suwestiyon ni Ginoong Ashby.
Don't forget, I was at that meeting as well. You do not have the full recording of that meeting, so you have no idea what was said at the rest of that meeting. We knocked it on the head at the meeting. It didn't go ahead. That's why. It was an issue that was raised and it was knocked on the head there and then.
Sinabi ng The Courier Mail na ilang linggo pagkatapos gawin ang recording, hiniling ng One Nation sa mga kandidato nila na magbayad ng 3,500 dolyar para sa material sa eleksyon. Sinabi naman ni Senator Murray Watt na ang pahayag ng One Nation ay hindi ipinatupad na sumingil ng lobby sa mga kandidato pero kailangan itong subukan. Sumulat siya sa pulisya ng Queensland at sa State Electoral Commission upang ito ay imbestigahan.
These are extremely serious allegations which, if they are true, amount to very serious criminal conduct. They need to be treated that way and need to be properly investigated by police forces.
Sinabi din ni Punong Ministro Malcolm Turnbull na hihingi din siya ng payo tungkol dito.
I'll be getting advice from the Federal Police Commissioner and the Minister for Justice and the Attorney as we review the media reports in the course of the next day.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.